to Healing for Your Heart. Healing for Your Heart is a daily radio program brought to you by Amelia Kenya. God wants to dwell with you, to love, to guide, to protect, and to provide for your daily needs. God's design is for you to enjoy His presence. Healing for Your Heart is possible today. Here is your author and speaker, Amelia Kenya.
Today we would like to look at your role in spiritual battles. What part do you play in spiritual battles? We saw the other day that God is your ultimate umbrella of protection. He's also your ultimate umbrella of provision. We shall be looking at that, God willing, down the road. We say that it is easy for Satan to wound you. It is very easy for Satan to net you, especially once he has cunningly drawn you away from the umbrella of God. We saw that Satan works on our appetites. He works on our own likes. He looks for what we like. He looks for our strengths. He also studies our weaknesses so that he can offer us something that will lure us and draw us away from that umbrella of God. Today, we want to see, what is your part? Has God left us here as His children, vulnerable and just to be attacked rampantly by the enemy? Does God expect us to do something? Or can you do something as God's child to get out of that net of the enemy? Can you walk out and walk towards God? What are practical things that you can do to get out of Satan's cages? So we'll be looking at your role in spiritual battles. Let us pray again and ask for God's help. Father, we are grateful that you are our almighty God. The enemy is powerful, it is true, but God, he is nothing compared to who you are. And that is the very confidence that we have as your children. You are God, the great I am. You are the almighty God, the sovereign God. Lord, you have power over everything and everybody. Satan is under your feet. So Lord, we have safety in you. We are overcomers in you. So help us to see. Hold our hands again as you teach us today that we may not remain under the trap of the enemy, but we shall walk towards healing. We shall walk back into your arms of grace under the umbrella of your protection. So speak to us again today. We love you, we exalt you, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. I would like us to look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. As we tackle this topic today, you have a part to play in spiritual battles. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, the Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." I would like us to stress a few words, underline them, highlight them as you may wish. Underline the word sober. Then look at vigilant. Two words that we want to look at. Sober, vigilant, in verse 8. And then move down to verse 9 and look at that word resist and underline or highlight it again. It is easy to fall to the cunning and deceptive schemes of the enemy. It is easy for any Christian to be a prey to the enemy or to Satan. In fact, there is no Christian in the world today who has not swallowed one of Satan's baits. That is because we have said we are fighting an enemy who is very cunning. We are fighting an enemy who is very crafty. He is smarter than you are. He is smarter than I am. And that is why his game plan can change at different times. Many are the times when Satan, in fact, will come and keep Christians so agitated, so preoccupied with what I call very inconsequential details. Very minute things that he will keep us agitated with and so preoccupied with when he is launching some massive attacks in other areas that are very important or in very essential areas. Sometimes you'll find that it is not unusual that Satan will keep the husband and the wife constantly bickering and fighting and arguing. Yet, in the background, he is dealing with the children. So from the periphery, it looks like the war or the battle is between the husband and the wife. Yet the truth of what he's doing is within the children. It is not unusual for him to keep us so entertained, even in our own homes, in our own living rooms. We like the program. We like what is going on. We are rushing constantly to assemble and listen and be entertained. Yet as he's preoccupying, rarely will we even remember that he's drying the well that yearns for God in us. Rarely do we remember that he's drying our prayer life. Rarely do we remember that he could also be throwing his own cultivated and well-cured baits to us and to our children. Sometimes it is even through that entertainment that he's bringing an infiltration of what finally gets hold of our minds, right in our own living rooms. Sometimes it is when he has held us right there in our own living rooms that he brings those programs. He introduces us to those substances we looked at in the previous lessons that hold us captive. That is where he cultivates a very ripe atmosphere for sin right in our own homes without us even realizing or seeing or being intentional about it. So what is your role in these spiritual battles? We would like to look at 7 things that God expects us to do if you are to fight your spiritual battle and if we are to win. 7 things that God wants you to do to help you out of your trouble. And we are going to use his word as a springboard. We will not cover all of them in one lesson, so we shall move on just as our time allows. Back to our scripture, the Bible told us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So God is telling us, whether you are here in the US or whether you are in another continent, you are in Asia, you are in Africa, whether you are in Australia, whether you are in Europe, you are not going through anything different. Other brethren in those continents, in every area of the world, are going through exactly the same temptation. So you'll be surprised to find that what is gnawing at you, what is biting, what is eating, what is really pulling you down here, you move 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other continents away and you discover brethren are faced with the exact same things. So what do you do? Number one, the Bible wants us to be sober. So you have to be sober. You must heed God's caution against the enemy. Remember, God is revealing who the enemy is and how you and I have to handle him. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. And he even goes ahead to tell us the reason, because your adversary, look at it, he's an adversary, and then gives him the name, the devil. Look at what he is, what he's being likened to. As a roaring lion, us. He is not a lion, but he is likened to that roaring lion. He is walking about, and look at what he wants to do or what his intention is. He is seeking whom he may devour. So why would God tell us to be sober? And then exactly what is it? What does it mean to be sober? To be sober is to stay clear-headed. To be sober, we can also say it is to stay without the influence of something or not being under the influence of something. But you see, it is hard to stay sober when the enemy has already netted you or when he has already brought those addictions and those sensual feelings. We have said sometimes he brings them right in our own living room. You see, the enemy has ways of holding us captive. And we said he studies our path, he studies our strength, he studies our weaknesses, he knows what we like. Many times, and in our present world today, he is holding us captive by our own obsessions. He looks at what we like. He gives us what our appetites are really looking for. And then when we cannot tame our appetites, he pushes us so that those appetites become obsessions. Then those obsessions begin to really gnaw at us. They eat at us very relentlessly. And with time, they begin to generate a lot of guilt. They generate a lot of shame. And obsessions can embarrass us at very awkward times. But besides embarrassment, beside the guilt and the shame, obsessions weaken us. They weaken our spiritual senses. They make us to grow very cold towards God. So the enemy on one side is plaguing our heart with guilt, and on the other hand, he is also drawing us away from God. So right with what he has given us, working on our appetites, the enemy begins to have a hayride. And from there, he has an opportunity to launch and to throw massive attacks that he knows we cannot resist very easily. When he has wounded us, he does not retrieve. When he gets us down, that is when he really pounces on us. He wants to stamp on us. He wants to defeat us. Remember, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. And when we are weak, when he has really stomped on us, when he has sat on us, that is when he proceeds and then targets those areas of importance in our lives so that he can totally ground us spiritually. You see, he is a master planner. Remember, he was in heaven with God. He understands the protocols that we don't understand. He understands the hierarchies of working in this world much better than any of us can and will ever understand. That is why he is a master planner and he has strategy. And these strategies is what we are referring to as spiritual warfare that affect every Christian. So the Bible is telling us, be sober. The Bible wants us, God is telling us to be alert. He wants us to be alert. I want you to walk back, take a step back, and look at your own life. We are aiming at healing, getting back to God, getting our strength back. Ask yourself, are you walking outside of God's guidelines? Just look at your own life and analyze and see, can you find some unholy patterns? Can you find some sinful cycles that are becoming part of your life? Those are baits. Those are issues that the enemy will use. Those are circumstances that can be entry points for the enemy into your life so that he harasses you, he grounds you spiritually, and draws you from the umbrella of God. But we have a play, we have a part to play. So be alert. Be alert in your own home. Be spiritually aware of the spiritual temperature and the spiritual climate in your own home. Look at your own life. Look at the lives of your children. Look at the lives of members of your household. And be sober. Be alert. Be practical and find out, where are we spiritually? What are areas that the enemy has infiltrated himself into because our minds were not sober, because we were not very clear-headed, because we were under the influence of something? Then move on and look at practical ways that you as an individual, you together with your children, together with your home, you can draw closer to God. What are practical things you can do to start walking towards God? So the Bible tells us, number one, be sober. Number two, God wants us to be vigilant. So two, you have to be vigilant if you are to win spiritual battles. Be vigilant. Don't let the enemy lure you into defeat in your own body. Don't let the enemy lure you into defeat in your own home. Be vigilant. You know, I'm not a big outdoor camper. I'm one of those people. I make fun. I say, if we go camping outside, when the night comes, it's every man for himself. You will stay in the woods if you want, but I am sorry, I am looking for a safe place where I am going to spend the night. That is because I will not sleep outside in the tent. I will be thinking of what would be crawling and creeping into my tent if I am outside or in a camper outside by the woods. Constantly aware that there are spiders, there may be some other funny creatures, which I usually don't even like to mention. There may be snakes that may easily crawl. So I stay away. But anytime I'm outside in the evenings or in the night, which many times, sometimes if you're outside working and the night begins to come on, or you're walking back home, or you're walking, you've been outside and you're just walking back to the house, or you had to run out and grab something and you're walking back into the house and it's dark, you have to pass some little dark areas not so well lit. I am constantly cautious, looking around and wondering, could there be something around here that shouldn't be? But you know, when you're outdoors, maybe on a dark night, if you're one of those people who really like to camp outside, you are not always sure of your surroundings. So if you're not sure of your surroundings, if you're like me, what do? You get a spotlight and you keep shining, you keep looking, you anticipate situations, and sometimes you even go ahead to prepare for possible danger. Why? As I've said, the creeping animals don't usually come announced, they just appear. So most of the time you're also going to find that people who camp, they are armed, well armed. They are armed with protection, not just against animals like the ones I'm talking about, but anything else. Should a bear, should a lion, depending on where you are hunting or you're camping. Just in case there is danger. Just in case there are creeping things that you really didn't invite. But it is from that kind of a mindset that most dictionaries define the word vigilance. To be vigilant is to be careful. It is to keep careful watch for any possibility of danger. So it is to watch with a lot of keenness, and at the same time you are eager, just in case something is going to come, then you are going to have some utter precision. You are going to target something, and you're going to kill, you're going to destroy, you're going to mow it. You are vigilant. But this also applies to our spiritual battles. Your role as a Christian demands that you have to be watchful. It also demands that you have to be keen. You have to be attentive. Look at those words. As a Christian, you need to be watchful. God expects us to be keen. God expects us to have attention. So it means also that we need to look out. We need to be on our toes, constantly aware that something can take us by surprise. Constantly aware that we are not just living on our own, but we have an enemy who is prowling, an enemy who is like a roaring lion, who walks around as a roaring lion, and he is looking for somebody he can devour. We have to be aware cautiously that we are dealing with an enemy who, like a thief, will strike at a time when we least expect him. Remember, we are fighting an enemy whom we cannot see with our own naked eyes. Yes, just as we read some time back in Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against principalities. The Bible warns us that we are wrestling against powers. We are wrestling against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. So God wants us to be vigilant. So let us take it back to our homes again. How are you going to be vigilant? God expects you to be aware, to live with that mindset that my family can be under attack. We are not talking of physical attack. Yes, of course, the enemy has the power and the potential to throw and launch us into physical attack, but we are talking about spiritual attack here. Every day, God expects you to be vigilant in your own mind, to be alert, to be cautious of the fact that the enemy can launch an attack on your family. It can launch an attack on you as an individual. The enemy can launch an attack on your children. So what do? You walk circumspectly. You walk with your eyes open spiritually. You walk knowingly that I need to look around. I need to protect myself. I need to protect my children. I need to protect my home. I need to protect the people that God has put under me. God is speaking to us because he wants to heal us. God wants to set us free. God never meant for his children to go through life enslaved and constantly ensnared by the enemy. God wants us to walk again in freedom. I want you to take practical steps today and call on God. You understand where you are, you understand where your children are, where your family is, or those people God has put under you. You understand where they are. You know how vulnerable they are. You know how they have been attacked, or you know how subdued they are by the enemy. I want you to walk towards God today, right here as we finish this session. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God to break those chains which the enemy has used to chain you or to hold you captive. Ask God in your own words to give you strength, to give you that courage to say no to the negative influences of the enemy. Be it what he has brought into your family, through your own hands, through your own children without knowing, or whether it is through the infiltration of other people, sources that you did not have much control of. Ask God to give you strength to say no. And then move on and ask God to give you a desire to follow him. If your life has been indifferent, if the enemy has dried that well of desire for God, if the enemy has dried that well of prayerfulness in your life, I want you to walk towards God and tell him, call on God today and tell him, please give me that desire again. Give me that thirst. Put it in me that I will like your word again, that I will desire your word again, that I will delight in praying, in talking. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. There is a prayer that you can pray and God is not going to turn away from it. And that is the prayer of repentance. There is no sinner. There is nobody who goes astray, realizes and turns his heart back to God that God turns his back to. Every time you make a move towards God, God takes a big stride towards you and says, come, my child. If anything, he has been waiting. He has been praying and sending you help to help you recognize and get back into his arms. So get back to God. Let us pray together as we close. Father, I sense in my own heart and in my spirit that there are many people who are wounded by the enemy. There are many who are making moves towards you today. Lord, would you be gracious to us again this day? Lord, will you be merciful to us? Lord, we repent of our sinfulness. We repent of our departure from you. We repent of hearing the voice of the enemy above your own voice. We repent for following the enemy and being netted into his cages. Father, forgive us. Father, draw us to yourself again. Father, minister to us. Pull us from the cages of the enemy into the loving arms of God. Lord, I pray for everybody who is making a move towards you. May you break the bonds of the enemy. Lord, may you break the powers of darkness. May you demolish what the enemy has planned, what the enemy has intended, and give us the strength to follow you one more time. So draw us close to yourself. Lord, give us that desire to follow you. Give us that thirst for your word again. Give us the thirst to speak to you on a day-to-day basis. Give us that desire to pray. Draw our hearts to you. Father, help us to stay safe in the umbrella of the living God, and give us the strength and the courage to take bold steps as we play our role in spiritual warfare. Help us, Lord. We love you, we exalt you, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Healing for Your Heart. You can contact Amelia Kenya through her website, ameliakenya.com. That's AmiliaKenya.com. There, you will also find spiritual resources through her following books: Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, Spiritual Victory for the 21st Century, Back to God for Healing, The Power of a Woman, and God's Presence, The Missing Something.